From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio turns 45 years old this year, and we continue to grow, adding a new translator in Pocatello and KLCZ in North Idaho. So to talk more about the state of the station, our general manager, Tom Michael, joined our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about the past and the future of Boise State Public Radio.
I am really anxious. I'm guessing our listeners are anxious to talk about the future, but let's talk about 2022. Can I assume that you are quite proud of the work and accomplishments of our colleagues?
Oh, amazing year. 45th year for Boise State Public Radio. What a milestone.
Yeah.
And as you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, all that preceded us. But what excitement this year. We expanded the news staff, added Julie Lucchetta and Katie Kloppenberg to our news and digital teams. Mm-hmm. Rachel Cohen helped us win a national Edward R. Murrow Award. For folks that don't know that, it's one of the grand prizes in public media and in media. That was really exciting. Also, we expanded our geographic network. Mm-hmm. Included a new news station in Lewiston, Idaho, so North Idaho for the first time, yep. And a smaller music translator, what they call a translator, in Pocatello.
When I talk to friends and acquaintances about our reach, they are stunned to hear how many signals, how many stations that we are on. Can you share that number?
You bet. 18 transmitters and translators. Those are variations of size across the state. And so we serve probably about, we're accessible to probably about two-thirds of the state's population.
When a stranger asks you, how are you doing financially? What's your answer to that?
So we're solid. We're strong. I would call it over the last 3 years maybe a slow and steady growth, mm-hmm. which is a positive thing. COVID hit everybody. Our underwriting, which is our, you know, non-commercial advertising is what they call it, has rebounded and excelled. I wanted to point out to the underwriting reps this year how well they've done.
Right.
That's exciting.
Talk a bit about, or remind our listeners how important their connection to Boise State Public Radio is when they become members and how big a slice of our pie our listener support is.
It's the majority.
Yeah.
The majority of our funding comes from individual donors and community businesses that you might know. So it's the lifeblood. It's why we've been around for 45 years and why we're going to be around later. I mean, we have some, you know, north of 11,000 members. Wow. That's popularity.
Let's talk about 2023. The calendar looks pretty impressive already.
So this is a big time of year for us in the news world, as you know, mm-hmm. the legislative session. We have a newsletter called Legislative Roundup that comes out each week and kind of helps people understand what happened this past week and what's going to happen in the next.
And that goes out on Mondays. Jimmy Dawson, of course, authors that. What's wonderful about it is how much extra exclusive content is in that newsletter. You know, we can only fit so much in our newscasts and on our two-ways and conversations. That newsletter has really grown and is really impressive.
We're here for busy people, right? You
right.
know, they yeah, might yeah. catch you in the morning while they're going to do things. Why not get a quick roundup in your email for mm-hmm. what's happened at the legislature?
What else is on our calendar?
So we're making a greater investment in digital. Mm-hmm. One thing we're trying to do is to reach new folks in the community, especially as Boise and surrounding areas grow. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we reach people on all these different platforms. So we just finished a multi-year project with other public media cohorts and with consultants called the Digital Culture Accelerator.
Okay.
So we are looking to accelerate our digital culture and, you know, even do more marketing digitally to kind of reach people who come through all these side doors and enjoy us.
And everyone has their own platform of choice, right? And yet we're on several choices.
Oh, yeah. Strong on Instagram and Facebook. We have our own Boise State Public Radio app. Mm-hmm. People use smart speakers like Alexa to find us. Sorry, I just mentioned Alexa. I'm sure that triggers things on the air. In addition to, you know, car radios, desktops, and HD radio, which for some folks in newer cars in the Treasure Valley and in the Magic Valley, they can find our news and our music service on the same channel.
A number of folks remind me that they're not necessarily connected with the terrestrial broadcast on a regular basis, but they say, oh, I just heard your interview with dot, dot, dot. Oh, I was just listening to Idaho Matters, because we are on all of those platforms.
It's kind of seamless. I was listening on my drive back home yesterday to Fresh Air. I wanted to hear the rest of the conversation. I put it on my phone, walked in the house, put it on the smart speaker. I mean, it's seamless. The other thing that we're doing now, George, is we're bringing back more community events. Yep. So there's this membership series called Another Round. Also, kudos to you for helping to host some of our events. These are really unusually interesting events because they tap on your knowledge of film. There are these film previews that you've done in different communities. That's exciting.
Yeah, we have one coming up in Sun Valley, and it's a partnership with the Sun Valley Film Festival. You know, when we talk about people who have a passion for film or theater or the arts, actually, you name it, and how it overlaps into our demographic, right? And how anxious people are to share that love and to share that passion, and sometimes to physically be in each other's presence. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, engagement with our – so you know this. You're a curious person. I'm a curious person. And our audience, they're so curious. They love music discovery and news discovery, and it's so great to interact with them.
Tom, you travel a good deal. You spend a fair amount of time with your peers and colleagues. I'm curious how Boise State Public Radio as an organization stacks up against peers.
So we do this, well, in a couple ways. Mm-hmm. We do this thing called benchmarks, where we benchmark ourselves against other regional stations and friends. They're all colleagues. We do pretty well in a lot of categories. And, you know, you never know. You always think the grass is always greener. But as I travel, I realize people say, oh, I got that idea from your team, from your digital team, or from your news team. So it's a reminder of the talent we have on staff when people elsewhere in the public media system say, yeah, I want to do what you're doing.
So let me ask you to go up a couple levels. From the top floor looking down, what is the state of public radio?
Sure. So I would say the state of public radio is strong. People want news and information, especially in a changing world. We have amazing national and international partners with the NPR and BBC, and those have, you know, solid brand recognition. Habits change. We've seen some changes in what they used to call drive time listening. Right. So we're tracking that. We're also seeing, you know, I think I mentioned the digital investment. That's important, too, from a strategic standpoint. We're trying to broaden our demographic and our geographic footprint. Like I mentioned a bit ago, Julie Lucchetta, that serves both of those strategic missions. And, you know, there's always challenges on the horizon, rising costs, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping talented staff, inflation, those sorts of things. But it always seems like our members are there for us. And that's really reassuring.
But it always comes back to telling other people's stories, right? And allowing them to tell their story. And that is our love. And I think that, yes, compensation is important, but I don't think many of us would be here if we didn't love helping to tell other people's stories.
That's a great way to put it. It's a privilege to do the work that we do, to share the stories, to be the voice in someone's ear in the morning. How exciting.
That was Boise State Public Radio General Manager Tom Michael sitting down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.